Hi, this is the patient for patient Gina Miller, G-I-N-A-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is 11-9-2023. Date of service is 1-11-2024. And date of accident is 7-15-2023. Allegedly, the patient was a victim of a fall on a floor that was wet on 7-25-2023 at a truck stop where she was near cash register to go to the bathroom. Apparently, she fell down and she hit the buttocks and then the head. Banged the back and the head to the floor, leading to some headaches. She thinks she passed out, and she went to Sparrow Hospital in Lansing for more than 10 hours when she was discharged after various CT scan x-rays were found negative for all the areas. X-rays of the hip, pelvis, head, elbow, neck, and right knee were all negative. Since then, patient has once again gone to Extension Hospital one time where further CT scan x-rays, hip x-rays were found negative. She reported that she also went to Orthopedics Hospital, State Hospital, which is where she saw Dr. Michael Freeman. She reports of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 8 to 9 with radiation to both legs posteriorly and in an S1, S2 dermatome fashion involving all the toes, along with moderate headache of 8 to 9, mostly the frontal area. And the patient was initially seen on 11-9, then she was seen on 11-21, and apparently she missed the visit in December. She's here now on 1-11-2024. CT scan and for the cervical and lumbar spine have been reviewed, which show in the cervical spine, mild grade 1 anterior listosis of C4, C5 with a multi-level facet degenerative changes, disc space narrowing, C5 and 6, C6, 7, and mild central canal stenosis, neural foramen narrowing is worse at C4, 5, and C6, 7, C7, T1. In the lumbar region, there is a bulging disc at L5, S1, L3, L4, and ligament of phloem thickening throughout from L1 to L5 and S1. The patient has been advised that an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine will be essential before progressing towards interventional pain management. And the MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. She is also provided with a neck brace, back brace, tense unit, a donut pillow to sit on the on for possible fracture of the pelvis, which has not been found in any of the MRIs. Other than that, patient was stable. Her pain level in the neck, mid-back, lower back is around between 7 to 8, with the ADLs being affected to the tune of 8 to 9. 70% relief is obtained by various treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic, medications, rest. Please review the chart for the ADLs. System review, additional history, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, the vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 125 over 75, pulse 72, pulse ox is 98. STD exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated 11-21-2023. Patient number is 0107-030. Plan, once again, an MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. Once this is available, then further review will be made. It's being ordered naproxen, Elavil, and Flexeril, 10 mg Flexeril at night for sleep, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep. And she'll continue her physical therapy for now. And go from there. Thank you. role of the physical therapy and the posture exercise also discussed with the patient. Geno-Müller is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Allevel 15 mg at night is ordered for help with the sleep. Flexeril 10 mg at night is ordered for muscle relaxation. Thank you.